Okay, that looks like it's working. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm your MDC section manager. This is way more people than I thought we were going to have tonight, so thank you all for joining. Stand by. We will start in a couple minutes, and I have one, two, three, four, five things. Four things to go over real quick, and then we'll let you get back to your field day prep. Once again, stand by. We'll get started just shortly. AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. Let's wait one more minute. We usually start about three after. And then we'll get started with the monthly section EchoLinkNet. Thanks, everybody, for joining on this field day eve. Stand by. Okay, very good. AB3WG, my name is Chris Van Winkle. I am your MDC section manager. Good evening, and thanks for joining us here on the monthly MDC section EchoLinkNet on WB3GXW Conference Bridge. Thanks so much, John Creel, for allowing us to use this venue every month to keep in touch with folks. And last month I tried to do a Zoom call at the same time, and that was somewhat successful. And I didn't have a way of emailing everyone. That was just before the league email servers went down. So we didn't do that this month. So it's just us tonight. So I appreciate everybody for joining on Field Day Eve. And John Creel, let's start with you, WB3GXW. Thank you so much, sir. Any comments tonight before we begin?
Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Well, as we all know, tomorrow is field day, and the only thing I would suggest is everybody please hydrate. The forecast temperatures are mid to upper 90s tomorrow. So please be safe, and if you got a box fan blowing it, get that going, blow it at the operators. But again, hydrate. 73s, everybody. WB3GXW out.
Okay, good information and good suggestion there. Thank you, John. I have in my car a Deer Park bottle. I don't know how big that is. It's one of those, you buy them at the store. I have one of those plus a regular water bottle that I carry on my bike. And I have I'm going to have a lunch bag with some ice and a wash rag, and my car doesn't have air conditioning, so I'm more worried about my cell phone than I am myself. So we'll see how we do. I think I'll be okay, though. All right. I got a few things to go over, so let's get that started. We'll take a break, and then I'll start my monologue here. Stand by. All right. Very good. Once again, thanks for joining, everyone. So a couple things I want to go over this month. The section news went out last night. As everyone's probably familiar by now, the league has some IT issues that they've been struggling with, so I am unable. The section news email server is down. The server that we can go in there and send the section news out to all league members and all that kind of stuff. That's down. So what I did was I posted it to our MDC website. That's arrl-mdc.org. You click on the section news tab. It's right there. I did that last night. So it's there. I also sent it to all affiliated club reps because I have all their email addresses. So I know some folks got that because I got a phone call about something that was in the section news this afternoon while I was at work. So I was assured that got out, so I'm happy about that. So the section news is out. I'm going to go over a couple things here that were in the section news. And don't forget, you can always I always post the section news to the MDC website, no matter whether I can send it out via email or not. Okay, so speaking of the issues at the league, I really don't know any more than most of the other folks. There sure is a lot of folks pontificating about what happened and what's going on and who knows what. And so I really urge you to just go to the league website, ARL.org. And if you click on the News and Features tab all the way on the right-hand side there, the latest update is today. And you can view that whether you're a league member or not. You don't have to log in. You don't have to be a member. You can click on that. Just go to the website, click on that link. And the latest update is from today, 6/21. And I'm not reading it verbatim, but it said the LOTW servers and data are fine, but that system is dependent on other databases such as the membership database, and those servers have not come up yet. So they're still working through that. I know a lot of folks are frustrated, and I know it's been several weeks, and I understand that. So just stay tuned to that website. I do get emails sometimes from our contacts at the league about what's going on. I really just found out about the latest update by going out there just before the net here. So that's where the latest information on the league IT issues are. Okay, next, obviously tomorrow's field day. I do want to make sure we mention the safety, as John alluded to earlier in the net here. I want to make sure I'm going to be visiting several sites this year. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to be on the Eastern Shore for a bit in the morning, and then I'm going to cruise back over on this side of the bay there, and we'll hit some sites in the middle part of the state. Not going to get out west. I might do that next year. I really need to get out there. But I haven't been to the Eastern Shore, so I really wanted to do that this year, so that's what I'm doing. Please make sure if you're having field day with a club that you have your safety officer, and if you're sitting near your computer, if you want to type in the comments, what is the number one field day hazard? What is the number one field day hazard? That's the question. So if you can type it in the comments there, I'll look and see as I go along here, and we'll see if everybody's right. All right, safety first. Okay, very good. The only other thing I want to report this month is for the section, the other section leadership and myself have gotten together. We're working on a groups.io email solution for the section. And I've got that all set up. Our section emergency coordinator and assistant section manager, Sid Caesar, and our assistant SEC, Nate, all three of us are working on that. We're getting groups set up, and we're on a 90-day trial right now. It's a bit of money that would come out of our budget, but it's certainly not obtrusive. So I think if things work out, we're going to go ahead and do that. We're going to bring some of you folks in to help us out with that, transferring emails back and forth, and we'll see what works. And if everybody is happy with that, we'll probably go ahead and do that, especially now that league emails is down. We don't really want to depend on that. We want to have an option where we can send stuff out on our own, and lots of other sections are doing that. So we're working with groups.io right now. And more information forthcoming. Break. Okay, the comments are looking good. The hazard I was looking for field day is tripping. And KB3SWS, I think, had that one. Very good. Dog bite. Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen. Angry XYLs, that's what the food is for. Sunburn, yeah, please remember sunblock. I have some in my car right now. And phone lids attacking CW ops. And two, okay. So, yeah, play nice with everyone. Be safe, be kind, and have a lot of fun. All right, that's all I have. Any questions before we get to our linked repeaters? And we have three that I'm seeing. I hope we can hear from all of them today, and then we'll get to regular check-ins. So any questions before we move on? Okay, very good. Let's see if we can go to some of our linked repeaters first. And the first one on the list that I see is KA2JAI. And I guess this is going to be Don handling this repeater for us tonight. KA2JAI repeater, give us your comments, please, and then call your stations.
Okay, this is S3FQC, next control on the repeater here in Anne Arundel County, Maryland Mobile Air Repeater, and it's connected to KA2JAI-R. And I'm not going to have any comments myself this time because everybody's getting ready for field day and let's stay safe, but I'm going to go a little backwards this time and start with the Echolink check-ins and then I'll call for RF check-ins. So first on the list, I got W3RDE Dave, your comments, and then I'll move on.
Well, good evening, everybody. Just wanted to simply say hello, have a good evening, and a safe yet fun field day tomorrow. Remember the water, remember your sunscreen, and see you guys on the air. Whiskey 3, Romeo Delta, Echo 73.
Thank you, Dave. Next on this Echolink, KA2JAI-R, we have Mike, KA2JAI. I wonder if that call sounds so familiar. Okay, Mike, your comments.
Good evening, Don and Chris and everyone. And like everybody else, we're getting ready for field day here. I myself will be at the EOC in Glen Burnie and will be running a 2F operation from there this weekend. Back to you, Don. This is KA2JAI.
Hope the EOC stuff works out nicely. That sounds like fun, but I'll be out with the equestrian endurance event up in Cecil County, sweating away. Okay, this is N3FQC calling for check-ins on the RF side. Okay, nothing heard. Interesting. All right, so with that, N3FQC, we'll go back to deck control. But pick it up, Chris.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. And I appreciate you working the KA2JAI repeater this evening. Don is our Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, doing a great job. Thank you. Okay, so the next repeater I have on my list is K3ORB, and let's see if we can raise them this evening. K3ORB, your comments and call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening there, Chris. This is K3WOC calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean Pines, Maryland. Really good to finally be back linked up to the conference server. We have a new Echo Bridge Echo Link node that's in place, and we do have to manually dial in as of right now, but I'm really glad we're finally able to reconnect with you guys. Looking forward to a very exciting field day in downtown Berlin this year. We're going to be right behind the Berlin Fire Company right there on Main Street in Berlin. We will be getting started around noon for setup and everything. We'll have some beverages and some snacks and food, as well as about three stations, and we're open to the public there. So it should be a great time. We'll take a quick break, and then I'll call on some local stations here in the Ocean Pines, Ocean City area. Stand by. Alrighty then, if you're out there listening tonight on the K3ORB repeater here in Ocean Pines, Maryland, and you would like to participate tonight in the ARRL MDC section-wide Echo Link Net, we would sure love to have you. This is K3WOC standing by for any callers. Okay.
K3WOC, this is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November, Jim up here in York, Pennsylvania. Good evening, Mark.
All right. Good evening there, Jim. I got you, KC3EWN, coming in on the Echo Link node tonight. I might have had another caller double up on you there. Go right ahead, other station. We're standing by.
KC3UCQ, Brian in Newark, Maryland.
Excellent there, Brian. Thank you so much for the confirmation. I appreciate that. Any other additional callers before we proceed? Roger, roger. We'll go ahead and pass it up to Jim in York County, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for checking in, Jim. KC3EWN.
Well, good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net in Maryland there. This is KC3EWN. Jim up here in York, Pennsylvania. And I'm also one of the net controllers on the Mid-Atlantic DMR net that is held on Maryland State Talk Group 3124. If you haven't heard, I don't know if Mark was going to make mention of this, but on the Mid-Atlantic DMR net, we are currently running a split net on there. Basically, what had happened is there is a disconnect between the Interstate Seabridge and Brandmeister. So if you're running a hotspot, you will only get in through Brandmeister. You will not get in through the Interstate Seabridge, and vice versa with the Interstate Seabridge. You will not get in to the Brandmeister side. I don't think John KA3LEO checked in tonight. I didn't. I just got in on the net here. But there was some activity that they said was going on that was not approved for Brandmeister. So that's why the two are disconnected at this time. Let me drop it. So we will continue to hold the Mid-Atlantic DMR net. As far as I know, it's not going to be a permanent thing. So don't fret. We will get your check-ins. Mike, KB3GPX, who is also one of the net controllers here, we will work to get a schedule that we have two net controllers there that we can get your check-in. So we want to keep the net going. It's still going strong. We're still getting 20 check-ins each Thursday, 20-plus check-ins. So it's a real good net, so I don't want to see it go, and we're going to do what we can to keep it going. So that's all I have. Everybody be safe with Field Day and stay safe and hydrated. Lucy, KC3EWN, net control.
Roger, roger, Jim. Thank you so much for the comments, man. Really appreciate that. And I'm glad to hear you guys got a solution there working for the Mid-Atlantic DMR net. Hopefully they will get the two networks reconnected there between Seabridge and Brandmeister. We'll see how things go, man. Keep us posted. All right, let's pass it on down to Brian here in Newark, Maryland, KC3UCQ.
This is KC3UCQ. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, everybody on the net. I'm just looking forward to field day tomorrow. I'm prepping right now, getting all my stuff to set up my station there in Berlin, Maryland. And just hoping that we have a great day and everybody can keep cool. This is KC3UCQ. Back to net control, 73.
Roger, roger, fellas. Thank you so much for checking in tonight. We'll go ahead and pass it back to Chris now. AB3WG, this is K3WOC here signing off in Ocean Pine. Thank you so much, Chris.
Okay, very good. Boy, it's so nice to have you guys back. I really missed you guys. Welcome back, and great job on the K3ORB machine. Well, welcome back. It's great to have you back. All right, the other machine I see out here is Frederick Whiskey 3 Foxtrot Delta Kilo W3SDK. Let's have your comments and then call your stations, please. Okay, can't get Frederick this month. Okay, no worries. All right, very good. All right, I'm just going to go right down the list. We don't have too many folks signed in tonight, so let's see. We'll start with... right at the top of the list, KC3IEI, Nate, MDC Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator. Great to have you. Nate is helping us with our groups.io and all kinds of other SEC-type stuff. KC3IEI, Nate, your comments, please.
Hey, Chris, and hello. Good evening, everyone. As Chris mentioned, I've been working on the group site with Adam. I've been testing out a couple different features and uploading some files. So just trying to get a place where everything's accessible to everyone and there's some continuity, you know, as we change, things change hands and positions change hands, so that way you don't have to redo things. So I think it's moving in the right direction. At least, you know, we're going to try to break it and go from there. But I hope everyone has a good field day. I'm going to be in North Carolina, so I'm going to be checking in over APRS, but otherwise I will be listening here locally. But 73 all. Back to Chris.
Okay, very good. Yeah, thanks for your help on that. I haven't done a lot of work on the groups.io yet, other than setting it up and kind of making you guys, what do they call that, owners, and kind of letting you guys run with it. So once field day is over and things settle down a bit, we need to have another meeting and get some stuff going on that. It sounds like you guys are doing a great job, lots of groups getting set up and stuff like that, so I think it's going to be great. All right, let's see, next on the list, and this is going to be W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager. Always a great day when we can hear from you. Thanks for all the great stuff you do. W3YVQ, please.
Okay, good evening, Chris, and everyone on the conference this evening. And thanks to our BTN members who show up in large quantities here on the net. I see Mark is here, too. Welcome, Mark. And Mr. Jim is here. So good evening to all of you. And Field Day brings back memories, having participated in many, many, many of them. And it was amazing to me on my first one, how uncomfortable one could get in a tent in the summertime on a Field Day site. But it was totally forgotten after the first few contacts, enjoying the magic of pressing the key, calling a call sign of somebody calling CT Field Day, and having them come right back and give you their information, and your hand trembling and perspiring and trying to slip off the knob and responding to him with yours. And that grew and grew and grew over the years. And as I got older, I found it more and more difficult to run 24 hours. So we worked out a deal with one of the clubs where I did night shift. And one of our other top seed commercial CW operators, you probably remember K3FT, worked the daylight hours on Saturday and Sunday. And I worked the dark hours overnight, praying and hoping that 80 and 40 would stay open all night. A lot of refugees from the upper bands during the daytime would come down there at night so I could work them. Anyhow, great fun. And like I said, there's always a risk that the guys from the phone station will come down and attack the CW people out of jealousy over the 2 points that we get per CW contact. That always seemed to irk them, much to our joy. 7-3 all, be safe, W3YVQ.
All right, very good. Thank you, Father Al, as always. Great to hear you and have you on the conference tonight. All right, moving down the list to AI0K. Jerry, thank you for joining. Your comments tonight, please.
WB3GXW, I sent a disconnect command for AI0K.
Okay, thank you, John. AI0K, yeah, I could hear someone talking in my little earphone here, but it was extremely low. So I apologize. Maybe we'll come back to you at the end if we can try it again. So stand by, and we just got no audio. All right, let's move on to, K3ABZ. Mark, your comments tonight, please.
Yeah, hello, everybody, and Chris. Tomorrow will actually be my first field day, so looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to learning a lot on the HF. Also very mindful of the heat. So I'll be down at Elk Ridge with the National Electronics Museum Group. So, again, should be fun. Anyway, that's all I got. Thanks, 7301 K3ABZ, back to net control.
Okay, well, very good, Mark. Newsflash, the National Electronics Museum is one of the sites I'm visiting, and I should be there early afternoon-ish, but they're on my route, so I hope to see you there. Very good. All right, let's move on to, WI3J. Stuart, your comments tonight. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Chris, everyone at WI3J Stewart here in Gaithersburg, and a lot of good comments tonight about field day. A lot of precautions should be taken, obviously, and it's going to be brutal, but there you go. I know I've been riding around doing my things in the Gaithersburg area, and I got one of those stainless steel double-insulated water bottles, and keeps the cold water cold, I think they say, for 24 hours. So, man, I've been drinking that quite a bit there. So then when I get home here, you just have to kind of peel. I also say maybe take a change of clothes with you, too, to field day. You know, as clothes get soaked with sweat, have a clean pair of clothes to change into. So there you go. Thank you there. Chris, back to you, WI3J.
W3.
Okay, AB3WG for the MDC Conference Bridge. Let's take a little break and then we'll come back. Stand by. We'll give everything a rest real quick. Stand by. Okay, very good. Let's get right back into it with WI3N, Mr. Jim. Always great to have you on the conference server here. Your comments tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just a couple quickies. The Mid-Atlantic Gary's Mat group is still working and doing our thing. And also, I just put out there that the W3LRC, Laurel Amateur Radio Club, is finally up on the field day locator. So we'll be here on doing our thing at Riverfront Park in Laurel if anybody wants to stop by and visit. So we're finally up on the locator. That's about it for me. Back to net, WI3M.
All right, very good. Have a great time. Moving now to KB3SPH, one of our ECs. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining. And your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everyone. And hello from Nanjemoy, Maryland, field day site. Down here this afternoon, put up an antenna, found out that my out time was about 5 minutes in the heat before I had to come back in and take a break. So the antenna's up and looking forward to field day over the weekend. Picked up a new FTDX-10 at Hamvention, so I'm still on the learning curve for that, but hope to make a lot of contacts. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, very good stuff there. Thank you. And next on the list, KB3SWS. Pam, great to have you as always. Your comments tonight.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. I am also looking forward to the field day event at the Nanjemoy Creek Environmental Education Center in Charles County, Maryland. Should be a good time. Despite the heat, or maybe because of it, we'll see. And I'll send it back to Net Control. This is KB3SWS.
All right, very good. Have a great time. All right, next on the list, KC3 Tango Lima Oscar. Don, thank you for joining, and your comments, please.
Thank you, Chris. I'm looking forward to going down to Nanjamoy along with Pam and Jeff, and look forward to seeing everybody there. So 7-3s to all. Back to net. Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Lima Oscar.
All right, very good. Thank you for that. And next is Whiskey 3, Oscar Bravo X-Ray. Tom, good evening. Your comments, please.
Good evening, all on the net tonight. A little bit sad because I'm going to miss the field day. I have a teaching engagement over the weekend, but the place where I'm teaching does have a few radios in it, so I think I'll be getting on from time to time. Wishing those who do have a field day a very productive and safe field day. Back to net control.
All right. Thank you, sir. Very good. And down to Melvin, Kilo Charlie 3, Tango Alpha Tango. Good evening. Your comments tonight.
Well, good evening, Chris, and the rest of the net. I'll be with Tom this weekend teaching a cert class, a basic class, or assisting with teaching a cert class. We're going to try to get out early enough to visit a couple of sites for the field day. We don't want to miss them all. Just want to remind everybody to stay safe and stay hydrated. That's all for me. KC3TAT, back to net.
Excuse me. Okay, very good. Thank you. I know there's other events going on tomorrow. I know, for example, the Columbia Amateur Radio Association, which I will be visiting their site later on in the day. They're also running a very large equestrian, or helping with a very large equestrian event. And I think some of the folks on this net will be helping with that. So there's kind of there's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. So be safe in whatever activity you're participating in. All right, last on my list, Alpha Charlie 8, Alpha Lima. Doc, thank you for joining. Your comments tonight.
Good evening, everybody. This is Doc HDL over at the Armed Forces Retirement Home in the radio room that we got set back up. We reformed a club here. We will be participating with field day tomorrow with the Hack DC Amateur Radio Club, who's going to be operating here at the home out by the golf course. We're going to participate with the field day with him and his system. Then on Sunday, we're going to move, at least some of us are going to move down to the Pentagon and Arlington Amateur Radio Club's field day site over by the Pentagon and give them a hand. Hopefully within the next month, we'll have the rest of the radio room here at the retirement home set up. We just need to get the coax and the antenna mounts all set. And then we are on the air, so it's been a bit of a struggle, but it's going to be well worth it as we get some new hams out here. So this is AC8AO, and we're going to pass it back to AB3WO, Chris, net control. It's AC8AO.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much for that. And I did want to try, although I don't see him listed anymore, AI0K, yeah, I don't see him listed anymore. I was going to try to come back. Let's see, K3DCR, I see a new call here, K3DCR, Chris, your comments tonight. Hopefully this is a contact here.
Yeah, good evening, everybody on the net. This is K3DCR. I missed the K3ORB portion. I'm with the Worcester Radio Group, so I decided to just check in through the conference. Anyway, I'm excited about field day tomorrow down in Berlin, Maryland. I'm going to bring an aero antenna and try to make some satellite contacts. I've been trying to get the ISS and haven't had much success yet. I mean, I can hear it, but I haven't actually made a successful contact yet, so that's my main goal. Anyway, that's all I have, and back to the net.
All right, very good. Glad we could get you in there, Chris, and thanks for joining. All right. I've gone through everyone on the list. Is there anyone with any other comments or questions? I'm keeping one eye on the comment list here. I don't see anything screaming out at me. Anything else before we close? And we'll give everybody back some field day prep time. Any last words before we close?
ARZ.
All right, somebody's trying to come through. Let's try that one more time, please. That sounded like IFQ. If you're reading me, please go ahead. It's kind of a hummy, staticky, but go ahead, please. Okay, Romeo X-ray, go ahead.
I'm here at Aspen. This is actually my first transmission.
Okay, yeah, your station calling, you're pretty unreadable. It's kind of staticky and hummy, and yeah, we're barely able to pick you up. But I do hear you, but we're not getting very good audio on you. But it sounds like you're off frequency. Thanks very much. Anyone else?
Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu. The repeater's audio is very low.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining on our monthly EchoLink conference. It's always a joy for me to do this net, and section manager, I'm actually not required to do this, but it's such a joy to do it, and I want to thank the folks that started it and the folks that are helping me in the background. Thank you, Scott. Thanks to all the other SysOps and John Creel for allowing us to be here. So have a good and safe field day. I hope to see you at one of the field day sites I'll be bombing around to. And have a great time, and we'll see you back here next month on the MDC conference server, 73AB3WG.
Mm-hmm.